This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, who you need to see if you want to get elected in California.
First, before California and the rest of Super Tuesday, there are other places to campaign. South Carolina for the Democrats and next week's big Florida primary. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back. And the Democrats turned out really in big numbers in Nevada for the first caucus in that state that ever really mattered. What does Hillary Clinton's win there tell us?
It tells us that she can battle back from a disadvantage. She didn't get the big union endorsements that she wanted. Obama did. And yet Hillary came back and split the union vote with him right down the middle. It tells us she's more appealing to Hispanics than he is. She won 2/3 of those votes. It tells us that she has a problem with African-American voters because she only got about 20% of that vote. But at the same time, Barack Obama, while he was essentially the loser on the day, got as many and perhaps one more delegate out of the state than she did. It was a closer contest than it may have appeared initially.
There is another Democratic debate in South Carolina tonight, Ron, and I expect Senator Obama may be speaking sharply, as he has been over the last 24 hours, about Senator Clinton and especially about her husband.
Yes, Bill Clinton has become the designated attacker for the Clinton camp. He's good at the role. And, of course, in this particular case, if there's blowback, it comes to him more than to his wife, the candidate. So that works even better for him. You know, this debate, though, is on Martin Luther King Day, and I think an awful lot of the questions are going to reflect that. It's co-sponsored by the Congressional Black Caucus, and that's going to put a certain amount of pressure on Barack Obama. Barack Obama is currently leading overwhelmingly among African Americans in South Carolina, and they are half the voting base there. But at the same time, Barack Obama does not want to become exclusively the black candidate. He doesn't want to be like Jesse Jackson in the 1980s. Great to win in southern primaries, not so great in the rest of the country, not necessarily the way to win in the fall. And Barack Obama's been focused from the beginning on being a candidate who could transcend race and win in the general election.
Let's switch to the Republicans, Ron. Senator John McCain winning in South Carolina. Now everyone goes to Florida.
Indeed, everyone goes to Florida. This is a traffic jam. Rudy Giuliani had the state almost to himself for several weeks, and that's where he camped out. He decided not to compete up north, just go for the former New Yorkers and all the other Floridians he might very well be able to nail down while the other candidates were absent. Now everybody else is coming down to join him. John McCain with his South Carolina momentum, Mitt Romney with his Nevada and Michigan momentum, and still Mike Huckabee, who's been running a strong candidacy even though he hasn't been winning since Iowa. He's got a big natural appeal to evangelicals in Florida. He's going to pull a lot of those votes as he did in South Carolina. So he's right in the hunt. And you've still got the question marks over Fred Thompson. Does he compete at all or does he drop out this week? And Ron Paul, who is still a real candidate to 5 to 10% of the Republicans, and in Florida, that could keep anybody from looking too terribly impressive.
Ron, let me tell you something. Earlier today, I went back through conversations that we've had with you in the past, looking for a little clip of tape in which you said, after Super Tuesday, it's all over. But in fact, you said back in November, maybe Super Tuesday is not going to solve things and maybe things will go on. I was surprised that you were right back then and you look more right now. I mean, this contest, I thought things were going to be over in 2 weeks.
Well, on the Democratic side, we may have two people slugging it out for quite a long period of time, although after Super Tuesday, February 5th, one of the two may be in a dominant position. On the Republican side, no one is emerging. Florida, in a sense, is a microcosm right now for the whole Republican Party. You have four different candidates, Giuliani, Romney, McCain, and Huckabee, all clustered right around 20%, nobody more than 2 points up or 2 points down. That is a formula for an extended primary season, a delight for journalists, a delight for political observers, but not necessarily for the Republican Party, which usually prefers to consolidate its forces behind one nominee as early as possible.
Senior Washington editor Ron Elving, Ron the Right Elving. Ron, thanks again.
Thank you, Alex.